Appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to be back at your way of listening. I appreciate His mercy that renews every morning, His compassions that never fail. I'm comforted by the scripture that says we can cast all our care upon Him, for He cares for us. Thank God I can cast every burden at His precious feet, and He takes care of everything as long as I have trust in Him, as long as I have faith in Him to answer my prayers. He always does, and I'm thankful to have a Savior, a best friend, to always be there, to always be able to call upon. He never sleeps. He's always watching over me, always having His hand upon me. Not that I'm worthy, but He made me worthy through His blood to approach the throne of grace. I was down and out, troubled young kid, to say the least. Angry, depressed, just upset at everything. I really didn't know how to carry a good conversation. I sure didn't know how to pray. And when I was 13 years old, I heard the word of God, and it convicted me. I've been in church since I was just a little baby, as far as I can remember. Always in church, where the word of God was really being preached, the truth. I was there listening. And when I came to that age of 13, I heard the word of God, and it was something different to me. It convicted me of my sins. It showed me what I needed to do to get saved, to get to heaven. It was the ticket. All I had to do was receive it. But the devil's ticket was a whole lot brighter as far as this fleshly eye. It was an easy route, so to speak, for the time being. I said, "Won't you just wait? Just wait a little longer. You're only 13. You got plenty of time. Get a house, get a wife, get some kids, build the bank account up, get you a few cars, get you a couple of houses even. Wait till you're about 40, 50, even older if you need to. You get plenty of time, just get saved later. God can still use you." But see, I listened to that. I listened to all the so-called dreams the devil painted in my mind. He's the greatest artist you'll ever meet. And he's on the all the earth. You can't help but see him and know who he is. He's on a rampage, walking to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour. He's a roaring lion. He's the father of all lies. He's everything that represents evil is the devil. But I'm thankful God didn't give up on me. Over 7 years passed by after that age of 13 years old. I ran in sin for 7 years. Now, Grant, remember what I said. In church, all that time in church, where the word of God really being preached. Like, you don't hear the word of God the way I heard it nowadays. Every church corner, all they care about is your money, their status, how many people they got in the church, you know, how much they can build up and get out there and get famous, get a big name for themselves. You see, that's not what I represent. That's not who I represent. That's not who my pastor represents. He represents the name of Jesus, and that's the only name He wants you to know. He don't even care if you know His name. I don't care if you know my name. That's the only name that we want to represent and lift up. Because the Bible said, if you lift me up, talking about Jesus, I'll draw all men unto me. On the cross, He was open. He was lifted up. His arms were open for everybody. Any man, boy, woman, and girl that ever would call upon Him, He'll save him just like they are. Just like you are today. Just like I was. Over 6 years ago, after those 7 years that I wasted at the age of 20, I remember it just like it was yesterday. I was finally tired of myself. I was tired of listening to the devil's lies. I was tired of living the same old way, coming up empty every time. I had cancer, spiritually speaking. I needed a new filter, just like a refrigerator. The old filter, you got to change it out, put a new one in to preserve your goods and stuff that you have on the inside. And that's what I needed. I needed something new on the inside. I needed something fresh. I needed something pure, something perfect. And the only thing that was perfect and pure and peaceful and joyous was the Lord Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit that He sent back when He died. He said, "I'll send back the Comforter that would be with you even unto the end of the world." You see, it's a gift of God. It's something that He gave. He left heaven. He didn't have to leave heaven. He left heaven not because we were doing good. Oh, let me go give them a gift because they're doing well. No, He saw our need. He saw how we were going to hell. He saw our destination. He saw our mind. He saw our flesh, how we can't make a split decision without failing every time. We got to depend upon all of our answers need to depend on what God tells us. If you're saved today, you can get all your answers from Jesus. If you're not saved, get saved and start talking with Him. Start communing with Him. Start learning more about the Bible. Learn about Him. I'm not talking about this new revision Bible that people have twisted the Scriptures to suit their own fancy. You see, they twisted the Scriptures like a knot, like a little towel, just so they could suit their own fancy and make themselves feel better. But see, I read the old original King James Version. That's the only Bible that's truthful. That's the only one that I read that I can feel the Holy Spirit alive. It's like a fire shut up in my bones when I read it. I can't help but preach what I read about, what I study about, what God shows me. You see, today is the message of salvation. Every time on here, if you've heard me before, it's a message of salvation. Clearly, you're missing something. You need something. You're back again. You're listening. You're trying to understand what's being said because you've never heard the Word of God like this before. You see, God has revisited you again. Don't let the Word of God fall to the ground again. Don't let it pass away. The devil is going to come every single time you hear this. He's going to come and try to destroy and take away that seed that's been planted inside your heart. I know the convictions are overwhelming you right now. They're trying to take it away. But see, just open up your heart. Receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able alone to save your soul. Your soul is eternal, whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. It's going to be eternal. Eternal life in heaven or eternal death in hell. You will never be able to die. It's a fire that will never be quenched. You'll never be going out. It will never have rest up there or down there. Excuse me. You will never have rest. But see, you'll have eternal rest in heaven. You'll be able to just walk and just walk with Jesus and be able to see His precious face and enjoy heaven for what it really is. We can enjoy heavenly places down here for what God lets us feel, but we really don't know what heaven's going to be like until we get there. You see, I'm looking forward to going to heaven, but I got a lot of preaching I want to do. I got a lot of praying, a lot of souls that I want to win while I'm down here. There's no time to waste, you see. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. God could come back the very next minute, the very next second, as soon as I'm done with this, or even before I was done. If God wanted to come back, He'd be right on time. He knows the time. He knows the minutes. He knows the hours. He knows everything about everybody. He knows every thought that's afar off, that's close. He knows every burden you have. He knows your troubles. He knows your breakups. He knows your heartaches. He knows everything, your depression. He can bless you. He can help you. He helped me through all my depression, through all my anger, my anguish, my trouble. This poor man cried. The Lord heard my cry and delivered me from every trouble that I had. Every sin that I committed was forgiven, is put under the blood and the seal of forgiveness, and it'll never be brought back to His remembrance ever again. Thank God for that. He puts us in this bottle and He lets it float away. Everything that I used to do, all the sins that I committed, is washed away because I called upon Jesus with that broken heart and contrite spirit. I said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I need help. I need peace. I need this joy this pastor has, these saints of God in the church. I need what they have, Lord. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of feeling troubled. I'm tired of the devil working in my mind every day, telling me to take my own life, telling me to run this way and run that way. But every time I try something new, it always come up empty every single time. It's the same old result. Every time I feel empty, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know who to talk to. But I thank God the pastor introduced me to a man named Jesus, how He died for my sins, how He shed His blood at Calvary, how He hung on the cross on the tree for every man, for every boy, woman, and girl, for anybody that would call upon Him with that broken heart and contrite spirit. Thank God that was me. I fell in that category. I was broken. I was contrite. I was remorse. Not that sin caught up with me. Not because I was feeling some type of way. No, because sin was dwelling in my members and I was remorse against God because I sinned against Him, knowing better, knowing the preaching, knowing the Word of God. Yet I still ran away from the Word of God. I still ran the devil's route, that broad way that leads to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat, and straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. You see, if you're listening to me today, few there be that find this straight gate that I'm trying to share with you. That's the only way to heaven. There's neither none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. It's not a coulda, shoulda, woulda. It's a must be saved. You, in order to get to heaven, if you want to spend eternity in a lovely place, a place called heaven, then you must be born again. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He didn't understand that. He was a high scholar, a man that knew the law. He knew everything there was to know as far as the zeal and the law is concerned. But see, he was lacking something. He was missing something on the inside, and he knew that, no doubt. He could feel that when he saw Jesus, when he met Jesus, he knew something was missing because he saw what Jesus was, the peace, the joy that he was carrying, the presence. It's just amazing. I can't even imagine what it would be like. He said, blessed are those that, you know, can't see and believe. You see, they saw Jesus, and so many of the Pharisees didn't believe him still. The Sadducees and all these people still didn't believe him, even though they were right before his face. You see, so the Bible said, blessed are those that can't see and don't see Jesus face to face and believe. You see, they could not enter in because of unbelief. That's the problem with the world today. They're not entering into the sheepfold. They're not going through the right door that leads into the sheepfold. They're not really calling out on God. They're not believing on the name of Jesus. They might believe who he is and what he did for them, how he died at Calvary. He shed his blood. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. The God's Son, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You believe all these things, that's good. But see, the Bible said even the devils believe and they tremble at God's presence. They fear God to an extent, you see. You have to fear God. You have to be remorse. You have to really believe on his name fully and give yourself to God, your whole heart, your broken heart. Be tired of living the way that you're living. Be tired of feeling the way that you feel, you see. You got to give your life, everything to God. I was determined over 6 years ago. I remember I was praying. I didn't care who saw me. I didn't care who was looking at me. I was not an emotional person. I'm not good at showing my emotions, but see, I didn't care this time. It wasn't fake tears. It wasn't an emotional experience. I already had one of those when I was 13. A few tears ran down my face when I got home in my bunk bed. I tried to pray, but see, I wasn't ready. I wasn't giving my whole heart, that broken heart. I was not doing that. I wasn't doing it correctly. You see, I didn't know how to pray. 6 years ago, I still didn't know how to pray. Over 7 years wasted, still didn't learn how to pray. I was trying. Didn't know what to say when I got to Calvary, when I got to that cross that Jesus bled upon, when I finally brought my broke card. I didn't know what to say. That's all I needed. That's the only sacrifice God won't despise. You see, I just was tired of living the way I was living. I said, God, mercy, have mercy upon me. I need help, Lord. I can't live this life anymore. I can't feel this way anymore. When I was determined enough, and I said, Lord, if it means taking my life right now and being in heaven with you, Lord, just please take me out of here. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of feeling this depression, Lord. I'm tired of feeling so troubled on the inside. And when I got like that, that's when I felt the Holy Spirit dwell upon the inside. And it's been with me ever since. Yes, the devil came again when I got saved. The tears stopped flowing. I was determined, but the tears stopped flowing. I knew something happened to me, but I wasn't sure at the time. I'm one person that loves to be sure what I do in life. And when I got saved, I wanted to be extra sure. And about 2 weeks passed, and I got my blessed assurance. I was still praying, no doubt. I wasn't just throwing my hands up and giving up and saying, Lord, I didn't really understand, so I'm just going to give up now. But no, I was still praying. I was determined to get my answer, and that's what got me saved. That's what got my blessed assurance, because I was determined to get my answer. And at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, that old precious hymn came into my heart and overwhelmed my soul, and I couldn't help but run up to my pastor's house, my papa, and I told him about being saved. He told me to get to studying and get to praying. That's what I've been doing ever since. Every day I wake up, I pray. Every day I wake up and I study God's precious word. I go to bed praying. I try to pray all the time, because this flesh is rotten, it's weak, and there's so many souls perishing and dying every day. Time is short. If you're a Christian today, get with it. Stop running around the same old mountain, sitting on the bench and the stools of do nothing. You got to get with it. Your souls and your trust, they're perishing and dying. Snatch them in pity from sin in the grave. Weep over their wound. Lift them to fall and tell them of Jesus, who's mighty to save. They can get to heaven to be with you and the rest of your family. May God bless you. I see my time's about gone. Christians, pray for me. And souls, get saved today. Don't let another day go by. May God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.